This episode of the Taking Notes podcast is sponsored by Integra for Notes, the leading Microsoft Office integration and reporting tool for Lotus Notes. Integra for Notes improves your capabilities for data analysis, printing, graphing, mail merge, and even data importation into Notes by integration of Lotus Notes with Microsoft Word, Excel, XML, and PDF files. See Integra for Notes at Lotusphere 2007 at booth 610 for a demonstration of this outstanding product. Learn more about Integra for Notes by visiting their website at www.integrafornotes.com. That's www.integra4notes.com. It's time for the Taking Notes podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 44 of the Taking Notes podcast for Friday, January 19th, 2007. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with...
That Julian Robichaud guy.
That Julian Robichaud guy who I'm going to get to see tomorrow, Saturday, at the Blogger and Friends,
Annual Lotusphere Dinner? Yeah, is that what it is? Bald.
And I look forward to seeing you in person again, Julian. It's not often that we get to do it. Most of the time we get to communicate via the podcast and via our blogs, right? We get to read each other's blogs. So.
And cell phones,
right? We talk to each other on the cell phones.
But, yeah, that happens.
But this podcast is about blogs, right?
It's about blogs. You're right. This is about the electronic medium of blogging. So we got to talk to Declan Lynch. And Declan Lynch is the kind of the proud father of the Blogsphere template. And that's one of the domino templates that you can use for blogging, either, kind of personally on the internet or even within a company or... I guess wherever you would want to blog on a Domino server. And he's actually up to version 3, which, you know, he's had a lot of kind of subversions in between version 1, version 2, and things. And version 3 is the big one that's coming out. And he's going to talk to us about, you know, really where Blogsphere came from and what's new in version 3, why you should upgrade if you're on one of the old versions. And also, hey, if you're not blogging, how you can just download the Blogsphere template and start using it.
Right, it's pretty easy.
Yeah, well, and you're a daily user of the Blogsphere template, right, Bruce?
Right, I'm still very much into version 1. I think version 1.2. It's done for me. You know, some really good work. You know, I mean, the blog templates work for me, but BruceElgort.com has been up for years, and I really like the template a lot. I hate to leave version 1.2, but I guess I need to upgrade. And you know, based on the conversations that we've had with Declan, it really shouldn't be a problem, even for an old Blogsphere guy like myself. So
even for a guy like you,
yeah. And then we talk a little bit about Lotusphere. Declan has a session with Steve Casseldine from IBM, who developed the awesome Domino blog template, which is now the IBM blogging template. So. It's a great talk with Declan and Julian and myself. So let's
listen to it.
Let's listen.
Let's see what we all had to say.
Yeah, stop blogging, Julian, and listen.
Hands off the keyboard. Okay, so here we are. We're talking to Declan Lynch tonight. Declan, say hello to the kids at home.
Hi, everybody.
All right. Declan is a longtime Notes developer. He is a new resident of the United States. He just moved here last year, and he's the author of the Blogsphere template. Today we're going to talk about Blogsphere and what's new with the Domino blog template that he manages and what the, you know, just some speculation on future of blogging, some talk about Lotusphere, and oh, who knows what else will come up. So Declan, let's start with moving here. Welcome to the United States.
Thank you very much.
And you moved here from?
Ireland.
Ireland. And what brought you here to the United States?
Well, I met a beautiful woman at Lotusphere.
Lotusphere. That's... that, you know, that a beautiful woman and a beautiful story.
Huh.
So you guys met at Lotusphere a couple of years ago, and see all you folks at home that aren't going to Lotusphere, see what you're missing out on?
Declan, where at Lotusphere did you meet her? I mean, do you remember that moment?
Oh, that first time. Oh, wow.
Wait, let me check your blog. Hold on.
The ESPN bar on the Saturday night before Lotusphere was when I first met Terry.
Wow. And you guys got married a couple months ago in Las Vegas. And I think, is a video still available on the web?
No, the video's not on the web anymore, but we have a here on copy. So, hey, you never know. We might convert it onto the computer and stick it up there for everybody else to see.
Mm-hmm. So Blogsphere, as we said earlier in the introduction, Julian and I, Blogsphere is a blogging template available from OpenNTF. It's been around since when, Declan?
Oh, my. It must be nearly 4 years, over 4 years now. So it's a fairly stable template, and it's been evolved quite a lot since version one.
Mm-hmm. Except for Bruce's blog at bruceelgort.com, which is still running version one, I think 1.2.1 beta or something like that. So if it's running my blog, and I think it's doing a good job. I think the code is, like you said, withstood the test of time. So tell us how you got interested in starting to write this particular template. I mean, what made you do it?
Well, I started blogging using Freedom Blog, which is a fairly old template which is no longer available. Didn't really like exactly what it did. You know, I wanted it to do more. So I decided I'd sit down and write my own template.
Because you're that kind of guy.
Yeah, well, because I could.
He wasn't married.
Exactly. Right. He had so much time. Well, and was that a pretty quick thing to do, or did it take you, you know, was it something that was just full of potholes and speed bumps, or did you just kind of sit down and whip the thing out in a weekend?
It took a bit of time. I'm actually a notes administrator guy. It was something that I wanted to learn more about development, and it was a challenge for me at that for version one.
It was a pretty dang good version. Again, I'm running it, and it's still running great. So, again, good job.
Well, I had a lot of help on the way, which is a good thing.
Yeah, that's something we could talk about. In version 1, you know, if you go to the OpenNTF site now, I think the version, the project indicates that there are a whole bunch of people who helped out, you know, along the way through version 1 and version 2. And who were some of those people?
Well, when version 1 first appeared up on OpenNTF, a couple of people wanted to get into blogging. They downloaded it and started coming back with suggestions. So you had people like Rocky, Joe Litton, and Duffbert. Those guys all came back with suggestions. They looked at the code and said, hey, here's a better way of doing this. And all those ideas were put into the template for version 1 and version 1.1 and version 1.2 and so on. Mm. As those guys got their blogs up and running and they were happy with everything it did, they kind of dropped away from the project. But the nice thing about blogging is there's always more people blogging. So more people were coming along, joining into the blogging community. And as they did, they downloaded the template and they came up with their own ideas. And they their ideas got added into the template. Mm-hmm. So you have guys like Christian and Chad and Kevin, who've been working on version 2 of the template, they put in stuff like better rich text to HTML conversion systems. The photo album stuff was all done by Christian. As more people came along, they came up with their own better ideas, and they all kind of added into the template.
Right, and wasn't there a point in time when there was another OpenNTF project that merged with the Blogsphere template?
Yeah, that was Christian's OpenNTF picture database. He'd taken the Blogsphere template and rewrote it as a photo album system. And for version 2, we decided, hey, let's combine forces and get photo albums into Blogster.
Mm-hmm. And one thing I want to touch on when we get into version 3 and so forth is integration of Blogsphere with external systems of like photo sharing systems such as Flickr and some of the other neat things you have in there that allow you to post to, you know, various, you know, I don't know. I think you have like Dig support and a whole bunch of other stuff. So let's make sure we cover that.
Okay, we'll cover it. All right. So, and actually, you know, in terms of the user base, and you got Bruce using this old version. Do you have any idea how many people are using this template right now?
I have honestly no idea, but I do know that some companies use it. I've looked at the referrer logs, which come in from people using the template within a company. They click on something that refers to the Blogsphere website. I see those referrer logs, and there's some interesting companies using Blogsphere. I don't know if we can mention the company names here on the podcast, but...
No, we could make some up.
No, actually, Cryos Systems, I know a business partner, I know they use it on their website, but I'm sure that there are plenty. I mean, I come across tons of them. In fact, there are people like Chris Byrne, right, who've taken Blogsphere and converted it for some school districts in Georgia to be, you know, just more than a blog system, like a content management system. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Yep. Well, if I said something like the Discovery Channel, I'm sure.
I think you can say that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From the referrer logs on blogs on my Blogsphere website, I've seen referrers coming in from the Discovery Channel where they have they're running a Blogsphere blog. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Oh, neat. We're going to track that down. well, and then with version 1 and 2, you had those kind of under your belt. What was the big drive for version 3? Because it's got a lot of changes in it.
Well, I wanted to rewrite Blogsphere. The project had started to get pretty, you know, stodgy, that would be a good word, as in it was... as much as it could be at the way it was. Blogsphere version 1 and 2 were very, very fixed in how they appeared to the end user when looking at it through a web browser. And I wasn't really happy with that. So I decided, hey, we're going to move to a tag and template system, which is similar to what the IBM blog template uses. So tag and template basically means that you can write the... user interface, the browser interface, you can write that if you know HTML, and all you need to do is add some tags in where you'd like the content to appear. So if you want your blog title to be in bold, you just put in your HTML code for bold, which is B in angle brackets, and then you put the tag, which in Blogsphere's case is BS. What was it? BS entry title. When the template or when the user looks at it from the web browser, that tag automatically gets replaced with the blog's title.
So, some other examples of some tags would be.
You just want me to say BS as much as possible. Oh,
Declan, you know me too well.
And he's using the FCK editor, and he's just a bunch of BS in there. And
so, I mean, you had blog entry, you had the blog title, you have what else? Comments?
Comments, the body, the read more text, also all the translations. So anything like... the word permalink, which stands for a permanent link to a particular blog entry, you can translate all that through the tag and template system. And talking about translations, another great feature in version 3, I don't think anybody's really discovered it yet, is it's language sensitive. It'll pick up the language of the web browser coming to visit the site, and if a translation document exists for that language, it uses that translation document.
For the whole page, for specific elements, or?
Whole page.
Wow. Well, that's very polite.
I was going to say, yeah.
So
I'm going to start changing my browser settings here and play around with your blog.
I was about to say, I'm going to test that out right after we get off the phone.
Well, if you want to test it on my site, you can change your blog to, at the moment I have a translation for Norwegian. So if you want to change your template to Norwegian and visit my site.
And what does the translation, Declan?
Well, there's two parts of the translation. One part is all the fixed words, such as the words, you know, number of comments or no documents found, all that sort of stuff are part of a translation document.
Mm-hmm.
So all that stuff is, you know, automatically translated. If there is a blog entry, you can create blog entries in multiple languages. So if a language version of a blog entry exists, the language of your browser, it shows it.
Okay, that's really cool.
We're going to demonstrate that at Lotusphere.
During your Jumpstart session, which we'll get to later. So, yep. Awesome. So what else in version 3? I mean, obviously, it's a total rewrite. It's got a ton of new features. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, you just mentioned some of those new features, some of the other ones?
We have tag clouds, so if you have, if you put tags or categories to all your blog entries, you can see which categories have the most entries using a tag cloud. We can time shift your blog. If your blog runs on a hosting server which is in a different time zone to you, you can tell it, hey, this is my time zone, and it'll automatically adjust all the dates and times to your time zone.
Ah, that's cool, because I know with the blog template we use for the Taking Notes podcast, it's always everything works in server time, so, which is 2 hours away from here, so for me at least.
Well, it actually talking about podcasting, it does podcast support and has a really neat feature that if you have a blog entry with a podcast attached to it, when the web browser user comes along and looks at that entry, it displays a mini media player on the web browser screen. So the user can actually listen to the podcast straight from their web browser.
Now, that's just cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and actually, that's a little Flash element, right?
Yeah, it's using a Flash media player. It's I've forgotten exactly where I got it this time, but it is a freely available applet. You can download it and then integrate it into any of your own applications. Mm. The same one that's used by Bloglines, which is a web-based RSS feed reader.
Yeah, and you know, I was reading something recently about how kind of media on the web is getting more and more Flash-based. How you've got these Flash media players and YouTube, I guess, since YouTube is, I think all those are Flash videos somehow. How that's just become, you know, since all browsers kind of run Flash in one way or another, then that's just that's a good standard medium that just works.
Well,
so, good choice.
Blogsphere will do video blogging as well.
Video blogging. Bruce, we got to try that.
We it would be hard to do, Julian, because I'm here, you're there. We'd probably have to I'd probably have to move next door.
I'd probably have to put some clothes on when we start doing these things.
Oh, too much information. Speaking really? About speaking about looks, version 3 blogs, you know, the blogs that I've seen running the beta version 3 don't look anything like, you know, the version 1 and version 2X blogs. What happened there, Julian? What happened there, Declan?
Well, that's down to the tag and template system. For Blogsphere version 3, I really, really wanted to get rid of the blocky look that the old Blogsphere had. So I looked around, had a look at all the different blogging systems that were available, and I came across the movable type blogging system, which runs on top of PHP. It has a very, very nice template and style system. So you're using these fixed styles, CSS files there, you can download these CSS files and put them straight into Blogsphere, makes a couple of small changes such as where the images are, and your Blogsphere blog will automatically look like the movable type blog.
Yeah, like you said, you know, the Blogsphere type look is you can still have it with version 3, but you don't have to have it with version 3. So how many of these themes come with version 3, Declan?
Well, at the moment, there's approximately probably maybe a dozen, maybe up to two dozen of these styles are available in the template. Mm-hmm. Or go up to the web, find any movable type style that you like, and download it. Mm-hmm.
The sites that I've seen running it, like John Rowling, Paul Mooney, yourself, Nathan Freeman, Captain Rob McDonough, Oblivious, and they all have different UIs, different skins for version 3, so pretty impressive.
Different skins, and with the tag template system, they could customize that even further and add whatever they want to the page. Mm-hmm.
So as far as integration, like I spoke of earlier, what kind of hooks do you have and features to, like, you know, post something to Dig, if Flickr integration, etc.? Can you tell us some of those, about some of those?
Absolutely none.
None?
There's nothing built into the template design or into the application design to do any of that. That's all part of the tag template system. So all that stuff that you see on, say, for example, my blog, which has links to Dig and Technorati, that's all done through the tag and template system. I just add the correct HTML to the template, and away it goes.
So all you're saying is I add in a BS tag to my template where I want the Dig tag to go, and poof, it happens?
Yep.
Wow. What else besides, like, the Dig tag and the Technorati, what else you got in there?
I'd have to look at my own site, but I think we have, Dig, Technorashi, Beadvine, I think it's called, I've forgotten. Mm-hmm. you would ask the difficult question.
I'm sorry. I have to ask.
Darn it, Bruce.
I have to ask a couple.
You and your details.
I know, but, you know, this is big. You know, this is a big change. There's tons of blogs running Blogsphere, and I think this is like Declan said years ago, this is going to revolutionize, you know, the domino blog world. You know, I mean, it really is going to. So
well, you know, let's talk about two things. One, if you don't have a blog and you say I want to download Blogsphere, I want to set it up, and I want to get my blog running, you know, how long does that take and how difficult is it? And then part two, so you can answer them both, you know, at the same time if you want, how do you go from one of your old versions, like Bruce is running this old version 1 beta, something crazy like that, how would he go and just move up to version 3?
Okay. Well, if you want to run a brand new blog, you're probably talking however long it takes to download. You install it up onto your server, and once it's installed, open the database and fill out the configuration form. For the configuration form, you're talking about fairly simple details, such as the URL that the user is going to access to get to your blog, the name of your blog, and a quick description. And you can also pick from there the skin or style that you want to use. And then save your configuration, and that's it. Your blog will be up and running immediately. You can start creating blog entries. If you want to customize it more, then you can have a look at things like the side blocks, and you can turn on and off side blocks, such as, you know, a list of the recent entries, or a search box, or if you have photo albums, you can turn on the photo albums side block as well. So for a brand new user getting a blog up and running, it's very, very simple. For somebody like Bruce, who needs to upgrade from the dark ages of version 1.whatever.
Watch it there, buddy.
to version 3. The upgrade process is fairly easy. Do a design replace and open the database. When you open the database for the first time after you've done your design replace, it'll recognize that this is a brand new upgraded version of Blogsphere. So it looks in its own configuration to see what version it was beforehand, what version it is now, and it'll run through an upgrade routine automatically, upgrading all the different forms and documents to the new version tree. After that, it's just a case of double-checking that all your settings are still correct and setting up your side blocks, because a couple of small changes mean that the side blocks will need a couple of small updates manually.
I'm gonna try it. I think you said another beta build will be out by the time people listen to this, so yep. I'm gonna try it. I won't try it on my production blog, but I'll try it. Not that I don't trust you, but I'll try it on a copy of my blogs.
And then, kind of, I guess, a totally different subject, but still along the blogging lines. So, you've been working on this blog thing for several years, and I guess been through three iterations of the template, and you've been kind of living and breathing this stuff. So what do you think the big next step is? Where do you think blogging is going next, besides just a bunch of us guys just talking about whatever we talk about and typing it on the web? And girls, geeks.
Well, I think blogging is starting to reach into the enterprise a lot more than it has been the last couple of years. You look at IBM, and they run quite a lot of blogs internally, with a couple of them starting to come out to the outside world, as you'd say. Sun also run blogs. Microsoft guys run blogs. Apple don't run blogs, or they're quite famous for
think
not running.
Think secret.
Yeah, they like to keep things secret. But enterprises are starting to look at blogs both internally and for external communications. So that's the next big thing.
And how do you what are you thinking about in terms of helping people to sort of manage that sort of stuff? Because certainly if you're just kind of running your own blog on the internet, that's really kind of a different ballpark than trying to manage this, maybe dozens of these corporate blogs all together under one big umbrella, right?
That's true. I mean, for the single user creating a blog, it's, a fairly easy thing to do. For a corporation or an enterprise, it's a lot harder to manage. And one thing that I am working on in the background here is an enterprise blog management system. It's designed so that the enterprise can allow their users to create blogs without having to involve the IT administration guys at all. It'll be a web-based application. It'll use the same tag and template style system so that the corporation or enterprise can customize the look and feel so it matches in with their corporate websites. And it'll allow the enterprise user to go to this central blog management system. They'll be able to access any blogs that they belong to. So a user could belong to multiple blogs or based on projects or departments. They have the option of creating new blogs, all done through the web browser. And the other thing the enterprise blog manager can do is it'll aggregate all the enterprise blogs. So kind of like a feed reader, it can know when a new entry has been created on one of the enterprise blogs and show it on the blog management system screen. So people can keep up to date with what's happening on all the different blogs within the enterprise.
All right. So anything further on the Blogsphere version 3 template, Julian, Declan, before we head on to Lotusphere?
I'd say download it, check it out. If you currently run Blogsphere, try test an upgrade on a backup system and see what you think of it, and hey, enjoy. And if you have any problems or issues, report them up onto OpenNTF, and they'll get fixed as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm. Or corner Declan at Lotusphere and buy him a Guinness, sit down and talk about it with him, right?
Yep, that will work as well. If you want upgrade help at Lotusphere, find me and I'll help you out.
Just look for Declan. He'll be wearing one of our Listen Up t-shirts. So we posted one of those on the blog, on the Taking Notes podcast blog, so check it out. So Lotusphere, Declan, you're doing a session with Steve Castledine. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yep. Myself and Steve are doing a jumpstart session on the Sunday at 1:30 p.m. It's called Ready Steady Blog, and it's about blogging, strangely enough.
Is this going to involve you two arm wrestling to see who's got the better blog template?
No, we've been very, very good. We've decided that we're going to give all templates equal time.
Very good.
We don't want to confuse the audience and make them leave the session going, ooh, which one am I going to choose? We want to show them both templates, show them the good things and the bad things, and so that when they do leave the session, they'll have a good idea what blogging is about, mm-hmm. what template to use.
What time was that again on Sunday?
It's on Sunday at 1:30.
Do you know what room and which hotel it's in?
I'd have to look that one up. It's in...
Well, we can post it on the in the show notes. So
it's Jumpstart Session 303.
Jumpstart 303.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Declan, I think you've done an excellent job of telling everyone about Blogsphere version 3. We just want to thank you for taking the time out of your late evening to talk to Julian and myself. And we look forward to seeing you at Lotusphere. Look forward to another beta of Blogsphere. And just, I mean, do you have any idea when we may see, you know, when the template may come out of beta?
I'm hoping very, very soon. It depends on the amount of feedback I get with the current betas, what bugs we find, and if possible, I'd like to try and get it fully released for Lotusphere.
Nice.
All right. Is that it, or are we going to put episode 44 in the can, guys?
I think we put it to bed.
All right. Declan, thanks again. Julian, we'll talk soon, and we'll see everyone at Lotusphere. And for those who won't be at Lotusphere, Julian and I will be podcasting away with many special guests and many special interviews. And we'll be sure to corner Declan again after a couple Guinnesses. So.
And I'm going to be live blogging from all the sessions that I attend. So if you want updates on everything that's happening at Lotusphere, come to my blog and keep pressing F5.
And your blog can be found at what, Declan?
www.qtzar.com.
Right. Now before we go, you, QTZAR, what is that all about?
I was going to go there and you did. I mean, I wasn't going to go there and you did.
You weren't? Is that a bad question?
No, go for it. Declan, what is it? QTZAR.com.
It's a nickname from a laser tag game called QZAR, QZAR. And if you add the T in, you get TZAR, which is in Russian is the king. So Quasar King.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah, actually, I think I asked Declan that a long time ago, and I thought it meant something else, but oh well.
I'm glad it didn't.
All right, episode 44 in the can. We'll check everyone out at Lotusphere. Thanks again for listening to the Taking Notes Podcast.
This episode of the Taking Notes Podcast was sponsored by Integra for Notes, the leading Microsoft Office integration and reporting tool for Lotus Notes.